Here in the Surrey Hills, we are blessed with an exceptional variety of butterflies, which are attracted by the diversity of habitats we look after. In this series of recordings, Sophie Alexander talks to our rangers and other experts about these beautiful and fascinating creatures. Thanks to Dorking and District Talking Newspaper for their technical assistance. Summer of Butterflies 6, The Painted Lady. Sophie Alexander in conversation with local butterfly expert Gail Jeffcoat.
So Gail, is the Painted Lady native to the UK?
No, it isn't. It's a migrant that comes to us every year. They start arriving in usually April, May, and then there are waves of them coming in right through the summer. And they come from as far away as North Africa. So they can breed here, but they can't survive our winters.
So does one single butterfly fly all the way from North Africa to the UK?
I think some of them can, but as they're flying along, if the females see the thistles that they lay eggs on, they will stop and lay eggs. When those eggs have gone through, the caterpillars have emerged, they've gone through their growth stage, pupated, and become a new generation of adults, which takes 5 or 6 weeks, then that new generation will also fly north, and they'll keep doing that until the end of the summer, when they will start to fly southwards again, back towards Africa.
So how do we know about migrations of butterflies? How do people understand that and study it?
For a very long time, probably hundreds of years, people have been watching painted ladies arriving on our shores. So it's been known that they were migrants. But more recently, the techniques have got more sophisticated and researchers are looking at painted lady migration using radar that is pointed straight upwards. And it's so delicate these days, they can actually tell the difference between a painted lady and a silver wine moth. They will fly very high. They're realizing now that when they fly south, they will fly as high as 400 or 500 meters. They also will fly at night. When they arrive in Britain, they're usually flying much lower, very often only about a meter off the ground, and they just keep going in a very determined way in a northwards direction. Often they will fly at times when they have a wind behind them, which helps them obviously in to go the direction they want to go.
Will a warming climate and changing wind patterns affect the migrations?
It probably will in the long term affect the painted lady, because as it gets hotter, I think the vulnerable point will be that it will become too hot for them where they originate from. So in southern Europe and North Africa, it might become so hot that it's either too hot for the butterflies themselves or for the thistles that they breed on. So it's really difficult to predict when or how, when that might affect them or how it might affect them. Probably once they're here in Britain, climate change won't affect them in the foreseeable future unless we have droughts that really affect the thistles that they lay their eggs on and that the caterpillars feed on.
When did you first see your first painted lady?
I started getting interested in butterflies in the early 1980s, and I remember seeing my first painted lady in central London. People think there aren't many butterflies in central London. There are more than you might think. And because painted ladies are migrants, they can turn up anywhere.